got a call late in the fall when the fighting was at its worst. He said goodbye to his beautiful bride, told her, "You can rest assured I'll be home in a hurry. There's no need for you to worry." Within a week's time, he was on the front line, dodging heavy enemy fire. Each chance he got, he'd drift off in thought, and when he could, he'd ride her. She lived for every letter, and one he sent that winter said, "I'm writing this to you. December 32nd, New Year's Eve will graciously wait another year. And not being together makes life altogether different. I don't know what it is where you are, but it's December 32nd here." She'd ride him back, but where he was at, mail was always months behind. So he didn't know she was starting to show. That had never crossed his mind. Then one day late that summer, a letter he got from her said, "I'm writing this to you on December 32nd. Your newborn boy decided that today he would appear. We studied baby pictures, yours and his don't look no different. I don't know what it is where you are, but it's December 32nd. Fired a thousand rounds that afternoon, but in the fight for freedom, to win some have to lose. So he went home and on his stone carved back in World War II, said, "We're writing this to you on December 32nd. New Year's Eve will graciously wait another year. And not being together makes life altogether different. We don't know what it is where you are, but it's December